Kish, I'll tell you, Hocha b'mayas kinon, you know what we're talking about over here, b'yotze v'nichnas. Henechnam, according to Resh Lakish, it's talking about that shrew, first he said it when he was tamei, but then he went out, means he was, became tor, his 7 days he became tor, and then according to what the Tais learns before, he had accept upon himself the meferish to be a nazir, and then he did one of these things, that's when he gets malchus. Says, means he went out of the tumah and he had his azor, he went to the mikvah, and according to Resh Lakish, you have to accept upon yourself now to become a nazir. Then v'shuv nichnas the tumah, then he came to me. So the question is then, what's the chiddush then? The chur pshita. If the person was tumah, so what? But we're talking about now that after he became totally tor, now he accepted upon himself to be a nazir again. So the chur pshita, that now you're starting off naziris, and avad, if you drink wine or touch mesim or take haircut, you get malchus. What's the chiddush? But then he says, "How come Ashman he brights? Know what the chiddush here is? The Yaf Agav the Loi Hod the Viyamareni Nazir Elo Ma Yichol Alai Nazirus." Tevei Nazir, that's all. Even though later you don't say a complete Lashon, you don't say a second time Hareni Nazir, you only say a short Yichol Alai Nazirus. That alone is enough. The comment, or the comment, or the look in the first Lasham Mekuyah. We'll see later on. That's the chiddush over here. So according to Resh Lakish, Bonim, you have to be Malchus Braisa. We're not talking about that when you're still Tomei, you'll get Malchus. Because according to Resh Lakish, Kol Zeman Yitomei, the Nazirus is not Chal at all. There's no Malchus. But it means there, after you became Tor, and you said the short Lashon of Yichol Alai Nazirus, that you become a Nazir, then if you do one of the Isurim, you get Malchus. Ace, we have another kash like this. Says the Gemara later, Ein Bein Tomei, Shen Nazir, there's no difference between a person that's Tomei, that accepted upon himself to be a Nazir, Le Nazir Tor Shenitma, where the person that was Tor, that was Mekabel Nazirus when he was Tor, and then he touched the mace, what's the difference between these two people? El Tomei Shen Nazir, the person that's Tomei, accepted upon himself to be a Nazir, Shvi Shaloi Adol Min Aminyan, that the seventh day, since he becomes Torah on the seventh day, so right then, the seventh day is called the first day of his new Nazirus. He starts counting his first day of the Nazirus on the seventh day. But if a Nazir Torah Shenitma, but if a Nazir was first Torah, and then he became Tomei, and Shvi Shaloi Olu Lelaminyan. That's the difference. That if you were first Torah, and then you touched the mace, so Lachruz, you have to be Tomei for 7 days, here the seventh day does not start counting your new Naziris. Because first after the 7 days, you have to first bring your Kabonis as a Korban Tumah. And after you bring the Kabonis, then you can start counting the next day. But if a person, like in our Mishnah, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, if a person, when he was first Tomei, accepted upon himself to be a Nazir, he doesn't have to bring Kabonis Tumah. So therefore, when he finishes counting 7 days, on the seventh day itself, when he's Tor, after they make the Azor, and after he goes to the mitzvah, right away he can start counting his first day of Nazirus. That's the only difference. That's what next Mishnah says. Now, if you want to tell me, like Resh Lakish, that Loichayla, that according to Resh Lakish, when you accept upon yourself Nazirus, when you're Tomei, nothing is Chal at all, if so, am I Elulah min Aminyan? What does it mean, Elulah min Aminyan? Like there's a big Nafkamina altogether. Like, what do you mean the seventh day starts your new Naziris? Like, who said you're a Nazir? You don't have to be a Nazir altogether, according to Resh Lakish. If you first accepted Naziris when you're Tamei, nothing doing. So what's this Lashon here? The seventh day is the beginning of the new Naziris. Who said you were Mekabel Naziris altogether? Lechal, Amai Olam and Aminyas, like there's no Naziris altogether. So the Gemara says, Amma Ma Baravashi, Meichal, so there will be Chayzen now, Enachanami. I'll tell you a new pshat now in the Machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish. That Ma Ba Ravashi says like this, Meichal Kuli Yalmala Pliga the Chayla. We have to change now and say no, even Resh Lakish agrees that Lamaisa the Naziris is Chal. Even though the person is Tomei, or he's in the Beis HaKforos right now, if he now accepts upon himself to be a Nazir, the Naziris is Chal. You do not have to accept the second time later. Therefore, it's very good that last Mishnah, even according to Resh Lakish. Since you were Tomei when you accepted it, So when you become Torah on the seventh day, that is the beginning of your Nazirus. But you have to be an Nazir because you were makabel upon yourself to be an Nazir. Eliki pligi rules the machlekes lenilki. The machlekes is like we said: if you get malchus, that this person was tamei when he accepted to be a Nazir, and then the next day he drank some wine. So the question is: does he get malchus now or not? Rabbi Yochanan Savar Kivon the Chai Lelaki. Since you're telling me now Nazirus is chal upon him, even though he's tamei, but he's a Nazir. Therefore, if this person drinks wine now or takes the ekor or touches mason, he'll get malchus. If he doesn't go out of the basic verse, he'll get malchus. Fresh lokis sova no le loki. Shlokis says no malchus you don't get. What no, it's chal means that you have to wait the second you become tor, then you'll start counting new Nazirus. That's what it means, Yitzchal. You don't have to accept upon yourself later a second time Nazirus. But Avada, right now, the Yisurin Nazirus, which Shlokish learned, is not Chal. It's like we had before, Mitli Tola Bikur, it's hanging in the air and waiting until it could become Chal when you become Tor. But right now, when you're Tomei, since the Nazirus never really had place to be Chal completely, he holds you don't get Malchus. Learn lucky. The Torah is a little bit different. The Torah learns, according to Rosh Lakish, we're saying now, V'ashim and Lakish sover, afagav de chayla, l'shar mili, l'yarn l'galachas, l'loki, l'loki atuma, t'chivan de miyata rachmoni b'korban tuma, miyata mikol din tuma, af mi malchus. The Torah learns now a little bit different. That according to Rosh Lakish, now it's like this. Rosh Lakish also agrees that if you accept upon yourself to be a nazir when you're tamei, nazirus is chal. Chal means, Taka, right now you have din and nazirus upon yourself, you're not allowed to drink wine. And if you would drink wine, now you get malchus. You're not allowed to take a haircut. If you take a haircut, you get malchus. Rosh Lakish only disagrees on Hilchos Tumah. That Rosh Lakish says, since there's a gzeras hakosev, that you don't have to bring a korban tumah, because you didn't start off nazirus tairam, therefore you don't get malchus if you still remain in the base akvaris. That's Rosh Lakish's chiddush. Does that still machlokes? Do you get malchus on tumor or not? The Rosh Lakish sova loy loki v'chayla. Even though it's chal, but malchus for tumor you don't get. This thing Gemara says now. Isra b'yechel Rosh Lakish. B'yechel Yitzakasha says al Mishnah misha nozu who beveis a kvoris. Hafilu ho yishom shloish shumiyim and olu min aminyin. Then it may be korban tumor. So the thing again is the Mishnah only says korban tumor the loy maisi, that this person doesn't have to bring korban tumor. Hamuki loki alei. But it's mashmir, if they tell him to leave the basic forest, and he doesn't leave the basic forest, he'll get malchus for that. So Kutakash and Rosh Lakish says you don't get malchus for tumah. So Gemara says no, Rosh Lakish learns our Mishnah, Vidino the listening and the liker. Really our Mishnah should have spoken out clearly you don't get malchus. Elamishum the Kaboy le Mishnah Sefer. Since the Mishnah wanted to say the Sefer, that Yotzav and Yichus Olam in a minion, or maybe Korban Tumah, since the Sefer said that if you did become Tahor, and then you became Tomei, you even have to bring Korban Tumah, Tani Reisha, and it may be Korban Tumah. That's why the Reisha just says Tam, and it may be Korban Tumah. But Enochlam, according to Rosh Lakish, since you are Makabal this Nazirus when you're in the Beis HaKvaris, as long as you don't become Tor yet, you don't have the love of Tumah. For Tumah, there's no Malchus. Not only don't you have to bring a korban tumah, but there's no malchus either. That's the machlekes of Yechon and Rosh Lakish. All right, we'll stop here.
Mad Aleph.
Here, holding daf Yud Zayin Mad Aleph. Again, with Mil Shaila, Klo, what the machlekes between Yechon and Rosh Lakish is. By a nozir is mekabel when he's in the basic forest, when he's tummy. So last Gemara, five lines down we had was that Amar Rami bar Ravashi Mechel Kuliyam Le Pliga Dechayla. Everybody agrees that even though you're Tomei, you're in the Beis HaKvaris when you're Mekabel Naziris, to Naziris is Chal. And the key Pliga, where's the Machlekes of Yechon and Rosh Lakish? Le Milki, if you get Malchus by not going out of the Beis HaKvaris, is the Naziris Chal for Tuma, for Tuma. Rabbi Yechon and Sova Akiva and the Chal Loki. Since the Nazirus is Chal, if you don't go out of the basic forest, you get Malchus for that. Fresh Lakish, Sova Lelaki. No, you don't get Malchus. That much you don't get. Since you're in the basic forest, you're still Tamei, you don't get Malchus for the Yisurim of Nazirus. But for Chayla, but the Nazirus is Chal. This thing where it says, Eisvei Reb Yechon and Resh Lakish. If some Reb Yechon has to cash it to Resh Lakish, it says, Mishenor Zavu Bebesak Forest. if somebody was mekabel nezirus when he's in the Beis HaKvaris, when he's tamei. So the Mishnah says, afilu hayisham shloshim yom, even if he stayed there in the Beis HaKvaris for 30 days, ein oilin lo min aminyan, that those 30 days are not included, they're not oilin, does not help him for his nezirus. In other words, when he comes out and becomes tor, he has to start over again, he has to start counting 30 days. V'yeinu mevi korban tuma, and he does not have to bring the korban tuma when he starts over again. So the diak from the Mishnah is, korban tuma hu delay maisi, he doesn't have to bring the korban tuma. Ha'milki loki olay, but mashma though, for not going out of the Beis HaKvaris for remaining tamei, he would get malchus. So it's a kashan Resh Lakish. Here you see, even though he was mekabel the nezirus in the Beis HaKvaris, he gets malchus. Sumar says, no, it could be bedin who really, the listening ain't a loika. Really, the Mishnah should have said that he don't get malchus, the way Resh Lakish learns. Elim ishum, the kaboy le misna seifa. But since the end of the Mishnah wanted to say that yotza v'nichnas, if after he went out of the Beis HaKvaris, which means he became tahor, then he started in the nezirus of Tyra, and then he went into the Beis HaKvaris, then we saw Elulam and Aminyan. What does that mean? That means that the nezirus really started, and now that it became Tomei, it's Mamis Seisar Es HaKoyl, but here our Koponim will maybe Korban Tuma. Here's the case that he has to bring the Korban Tuma. Since he already started to count, one that started to count the nezirus Tahira, and then he became Tomei, that's where the Lach is, it's Seisar Es HaKoydmin, and you have to bring the Korban Tuma. So that's the chiddush of the seifa. Therefore, we say Tani Reisha, and you may be korban tuma. That's why the Reisha, the Mishnah, only says that you do not have to bring a korban tuma. But who at the end, the same halacha would apply according to Resh Lakish that you would not get malchus either. So Tashma, come and bring another proof. We had before ein bein tamei shenozer. There's no difference whether a person that's tamei was mekabel to be a nozer le nozer torah shenitma, where a person that was Makabal Naziris when he was Tor, and then he became Tomei. Elo, what's the whole difference? Elo, she Tomei, she Nozar, Shvi, Sheloi, Oilolem, and Aminyan. If you were Makabal Naziris when you're Tomei, so true, you have to wait now 7 days till you become Tor, but your seventh day, when you become Tor in the middle of the day, when you go to the mikvah, after that, you could start your Naziris. The seventh day is the beginning of your Naziris of Tyra. If you have a nozir that was tor when he was first Makabla's Naziris, and then he became Tomei later on, here the lachar is, ein shvi shaloi oilolem min aminyan. That shvi does not help for the minyan. On the seventh day, you cannot start counting Naziris of Tyra. Like we'll see later on in the Gemara, that you have to wait till the eighth day. On the eighth day, that's when you can first start counting Naziris. This is the only difference. So it's mashma though, hola malchus, but whenever you spell you're over one of these lavim of Naziris, whether you're becoming tummy, you're not going out of the Beis HaKvaris, is there shoven? Mashma, both cases are equal, that you would get malchus. So it's a kash and Resh Lakish. So Mara says, Resh Lakish answers like this, amalei, loy, litagalachas, zevizeh shoven. It only means to say for the mitzvah of tikalachas, in other words, that they're not going to take a haircut. And if they take a haircut, then they'll get malchus. But like we said before yesterday, Resh Lakish only argues in the Hilchus Tumah. That a regular nozer, if he touches a mace, if he's metam himself, he gets malchus, that's only Resh Lakish holds if he started out when he was tahor. But if he started out when he was tamei, then there's no malchus for the Tumah. That's all. But for the other Yisurim of Nazirus, there would be malchus. For the Galachas, for the Yayin, on that there would be malchus. So here that it says that the Shoven means for the malchus of the Galachas. That if they take a haircut, they'll get malchus for that. Avulinyan malchus, but you want to say again to malchus means the malchus of tumah. My zeh loike v'zeh no loike. That only if you were once tahor and then you became tumah, you get malchus. But if you start out when you're tumah, you won't get malchus. For the Gemara is so. Lisnayu, why doesn't it say? It's saying clearly what's the differences between these two types of people. So let us say this difference also. That if you were Tomei at the beginning, you don't get Malchus for Tumah. And if you were Torah at the beginning, you do get. So Gemara answers, B'takante komari, B'kekula loy komari. We're only talking about the takonis, how to fix it up, we're talking about now. But we're not talking about the kekulai. what's to makalkal him? To say where he gets malchus, that we're not talking about. We're only talking about the takona. We're saying now, when can he start to be makabel his nazirus? See if he started out when he was tamei, so then the seventh day could start his nazirus to Tyra. But if he started out when he was tor, and then he became tamei, so then the halacha is, you have to wait 7 days to become tor, but you can't start, like we'll soon see later, you can't start your new nazirus until the eighth day. But Rakoporim still, maybe there's no kasha and mashlokish. Toshma, come and bring another proof. Toshma, come in here. It says, Misha Yetomei. Somebody was Tomei Vinozir. And he was Mekabah to become a Nozir. So Lachar is also Legaleach. He's not allowed to take a haircut now. Because his Nazirus is Chal upon him. He's a Nozir. Velishtos Yain, he can't drink wine. Vim Gilech, Vishosa Yain, or else Venitma Lemesin, the Lachar is Harezer Sefikes Avoyim. It says clearly here that this person that was Tomei, and he's Mekabah Nazirus upon himself, halacha is he gets malchus for one of these three yisurim, whether he takes a haircut, whether he drinks wine, or whether he touches a maid. It says clearly, "Sofer ges aboyim to yufta." This is the yufta is a kasha and meshlokish. For is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan that we hold that if a person that's tamei is mekabel upon himself to be a nazir, all dinei nazirus is chal upon him. And for right now, he's not allowed to drink wine. He can't take a haircut, and he can't go and touch a maid again. Just halacha is, though, he doesn't start counting his 30 days until after he becomes tor. He has to wait till the seventh day. On the seventh day, he can start counting his nazirus to Tyra. So, the Gemara. Boi Rava. Rava asks a question like this. Boi Rava. What's going to be nazir bebeis akvarois? If you have a nazir that's mekabel nazirus when he's in the beis akvarois, is mahu Boyi Shia Lamalkis Ailoi. Does he need to get, well, after we say he gets Malkis for not going out, does he have to, we have to wait a little bit or not? So Toy says like this, next to last Taisus. We'll see. Next to last Taisus. Boyi Shia Lamalkis. Ki Eche Debin and Shia Perak Bez the Shavuis, Kabe Mikdish Ailoi. Now, here the locker is that was just Paschal like Rabbi Yochanan now, that a Nozir that's Tomei has the love, he can't become Tomei again. He's not allowed to touch a mace. So if he's in the base of Kvaros now, Lechura, it's also like a Malkus. So the Shaila is, though, it's a Lav Shem B'maisa. The Shaila is, when does he get Malkus? Does he have to wait then? As we have to warn, we'll soon see what the case is. But the fact he doesn't go out, he stays in there. The staying in, for that alone is why he gets Malkus. So how long does he have to stay in there that we say he's over the Slav, he'll get Malkus for it? That's the Shaila. Does he have to wait in there or no? The fact that he's in there right away, for that alone would give him Malkus. So Gemara says, let's see, Hechidon, what are we talking about? Ilay madiyam rilay la loy tinzor. If we tell this person, listen, you're in the basic forest right now, we're telling you right now, don't become a nazir right now. Because if you become a nazir right now, you're being over in Avera. Right away, you're in the basic forest, you're doing something wrong. So if we warn the guy before he opens his mouth, before he starts to say, I want to be a nazir. If we warn him, don't be a nazir. Lo malishia. So what does he have to wait there? The fact that he says upon himself right now he wants to be a nazir, that's like he's doing a maisa, and for that avad he'll get malchus. He's over a lav right now. A person has to realize that if you're in the basic verse right now, you're not allowed to become a nazir. Because if you become a nazir right now, you're right away doing an avera. You're right away going to be a nazir in the basic forest. That's an avera. So we warn you and tell you don't become a nazir, and he doesn't listen and he says, a rainy nazir, treat to get malchus for that alone. Nazir. So Mar says, the nazir, my time, le boy, yeshia de komasribe, a regular nazir. A guy's a nazir from before, and we warn him now, don't go into the basic forest. So, would he get Malkus? Avada. Why would he get Malkus? Because we warned him, don't go in. The Kamasrabe. His Hachinami, Kamasrabe. Here's the same thing. If the person is not a Nazir yet, and he's in the basic chorus, and he wants to go to Mekabel now Naziris, and we warn him, don't do it, Savada get Malkus for that. So, Toys asked the Kasha, the Chur, the Shalur is, the Chur is still at the Lav Shame by Maisa. The Lav, so he says, V'lav hai k'lav shein b'maisa v'mashra m'kal b'naziris t'lav shi'es b'maisa hu v'mashayna yaitzim isham k'ishanoy de b'nozir. Toi says it's considered like a maisa the fact you don't go out. As even though the Maisa right now you're staying still. So of course, like a large shame by Maisa, but Toi's answer is that since you're not going out, they're not going out is called like a Maisa. So it's a big shout exactly what Toi's means to say. Some say the pshat is that since the only way you can get in there is through a Maisa, so by not going out, we look as if that first action of coming in is still here. So Maisa, this is called a lav sheyesh by Maisa, therefore you get Malkus. There's a famous Agoris Ranjberg here, wants to bring down a riot to the Mishnah Melech. As the Mishnah Melech says no, the Mishnah Melech learns the Magid Mishnah, that is a yesoid of a lav shein by Maisa, you don't get Malkus, that's only if the lav is always without a Maisa. But if you have a lav, that sometimes the lav could be over through a Maisa, that's called the lav sheyesh by Maisa, you get Malkus for that lav. And even if now you do it without a Maisa, still you get Malkus. So Rashberg says, that's Pshat now with Taisa over here. It's very good then. That since, when if you're a Nozer before, and now you go into the Beis HaKvaris, that's called the Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. So even though now you're in the Beis HaKvaris from before, and you'd be Mekabo Naziris, and it's a Lav Shein by Maisa right now, but so what? In other words, he learns the Pshat that the Chsaron for a Lav Shein by Maisa, it's a Chsaron in the Chaymer of the Avera. The Avera is not so strong. Since this Avera doesn't have a Maisa, it's not such a strong Avera. But if the Avera does have an action sometimes, it's called the strong Avera, therefore you get Malkus for it. So I call upon him here, it's not a sword from Lav Shein B'Maisa. So Gemara says, if you warn the guy, so you get Malkus then. What's the